Chapter 34. Stringle backed nervously away from the band of blood-coloured vermin as the Captain Vizca advanced, his long fangs showing in a broad smile.
Don't be frightened, friend. I only want to talk.
Stringle blustered to hide his fear.
I ain't frightened of you, fox. I'm Captain of Grunt and Curdley's Brown Rats. We chased you up the ditch, remember?
The Golden Fox continued smiling.
Aye, but it was us who chased you down the ditch first.
He shoved the magnificent sword he was carrying into his waist sash and hung the mason chain, which he was also armed with, across his shoulders.
Don't worry, I ain't here to harm you. We both want to put an end to those creatures up there on the rocks. So, why don't me and you join forces? We'd stand a better chance together, don't you think?
Stringle backed off farther, holding up a paw.
Wait!
Grabbing a nearby brown rat, he muttered furiously to him.
Get back to the boss quick as you can. Tell him our needs of me are urgent.
Stringle turned back to the fox, who was lounging casually against a poplar.
How many warriors do you have? We've got an old.
Vizca chuckled, enjoying the brown rat's discomfort.
Old, eh? That could mean any number. I got enough to help out here. What do you say, Captain?
Stringle hesitated.
I don't know. I mean, I'll have to wait and see what Grunt and Curdley says.
Welcome Porters reached out, helping the Gowsome up onto the plateau. Osbill dispensed with greetings, joining Mordi and Rangval in a parrying movement against the blood-gullet vermin who were scaling the rim behind them.
Drive those scum back, mates! Log along, along!
Half the Gowsome joined the charge, the remainder stayed with the two badges to defend the front edge of the plateau. The Sea Raiders were taken off guard by the wild sally. It was not long before the defenders had full control of the table-shaped sandstone top. Introductions were made until Salixa was acquainted with every beast. Gorath clasped Osbill's paw.
That was a brave charge you made. Those brown rats had you well outnumbered. You did well to break through.
The Gowsome Logalog sheathed his rapier.
What happened to young Orquil?
Mordi shrugged ruefully.
Conseil, lad. One moment he was with me and Rangval. Next thing he was gone. We're trying not to think the worst about him.
Rangval let his tail droop mournfully.
There's only one reason a poor creature goes missing in the midst of a fight. Orquil was a good little fella. I'll miss him so, Will.
Mordi chaffed the rogue squirrel.
Come on, you old misery, tails up, what? Look on the bright side, Orquil might be fine and well.
Selixa turned in a slow arc, taking in the whole plateau.
Yes, let's hope he is. Meanwhile, we have other things to consider before this affair is over.
Osbill looked up from sharpening his rapier.
What sort of things, miss?
One of the Gowsome, a gruff-mannered old shrew, snorted.
We ain't here to think, missy, us Gowsome are here to fight.
Gorath silenced him with a severe glance.
Listen to what Salixa has to say. She has learned much from the Tabora and does not talk just to hear the sound of her own voice.
Osbill tested the edge of his blade by licking it.
Aye, be quiet and let's hear what she has to say.